Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
So I have this plate in front of me that has a world peace cookie, a classic jammer, and a pecan puff. And they are here not only because I'm going to eat them, but because we want to talk with you about cookies. Your favorite holiday cookies, your favorite recipes. The number is 800-423-8255. We figure maybe you're stuck inside and you're baking, or maybe you're dreaming about something warm and tasty to eat while you shovel. And it's that time of year. The holidays are a wonderful cookie time. So we're saying, call us with recipes, favorite memories, favorite traditions, or even, because we have an expert, your tough cookie question, something you can't quite get right. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Here with us to share the cookie experience is James Beard Award-winning cookbook author Dori Greenspan. She's been called a culinary guru by the New York Times, and she literally wrote the book on cookies. It's called, appropriately, Dori's Cookies. Dori Greenspan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
So happy to be with you. And today feels like the perfect day to be talking about cookies.
It is a good cookie day, isn't it?
Right. Warm and cozy as opposed to freezing and icy.
Yes. And because we wanted to have lots of cookies to try and eat, and because he is a cookie baker extraordinaire and cookie super fan, also joining us is Radio Boston producer Chris Siderick. Hey there, Chris. Oops, doesn't sound like we have Chris, but I know he's excited to be a part. There you are. Chris, are you there?
I am, yeah. I was just enjoying one of your pecan puffs. I cheated a little bit. I tried them early. I couldn't help it.
You took a little extra taste. That's right. All right, so we baked cookies out of Dori's cookbook. We baked some cookies from our own family holiday traditions. We've got lots to talk about. So, Dori, you just talked about what a great day this is for cookies. And of course, this is the season for cookies. Why? I mean, it could be a pie season. It could be a cake season. But for some reason, it's a cookie season. So what is that
you
about?
Know,
why?
It's holiday. This holiday, of course, you could bake a pie. But we just did that for Thanksgiving. Now it's cookies' turn. But I think particularly for the holidays coming up, cookies are so much fun. I mean, this holiday is different from all others we've ever had, but it's nice to have a variety, and it's so easy to have a variety with cookies. And even if we're not having cookie swaps and sharing our cookies, face to face, cookies are a great present. They pack well, they ship, you can drop them at your neighbor's doorstep. And cookies, there's kind of a cookie for everyone. You can make the entire world happy with cookies.
I will say cookies makes me feel as happy as the entire world. So that makes good sense. I'm going to go straight to the phones, 800-423-8255, because Jessica in Cambridge actually has a cookie memory she wants to share. Jessica, go ahead.
Oh, good.
So this time of year really reminds me of my grandmother's chocolate crinkle recipe. It's something that she always baked around Christmas, and now that she's been gone for a few years, it's now my tradition to make the crinkles for my family. So this time of year definitely reminds me of her fudgy, delicious chocolate crinkles.
Those sound wonderful, Jessica.
Yeah, it's so lovely. And Jessica, what you just said makes me think about another reason why we all love cookies so much, but sweets in general. You know, sweets are something we make because we make them for love, because we don't really need them the way we need dinner. And they're such a nice way to keep family memories alive and to pass on traditions and to pass on what made us happy as children, to be able to pass that on to our other family members and to share that with friends. That's a lovely thing to do. And crinkles are so good.
Well, you know, Jessica just talked about fudgy, chocolatey cookies. And Chris and I, or actually it was my best friend's daughter, she helped me with baking, and she baked the World Peace cookies. Chris, you baked them. And Dori, I think you had some World Peace cookie dough already at home, right?
That's right. And I now have a World Peace cookie in my hand. So
excellent. So
we've all got them.
There's no better place to be than wherever you are with a World Peace cookie in your hand.
That's right. So, Dori, here's what we're going to do. Chris and I are going to taste our World Peace cookies while you tell our listeners a little bit about the cookie and the recipe. And then you're going to eat, and Chris and I are going to talk about the cookie baking experience. So, Dori, tell us about the World Peace cookie.
So the World Peace cookie, the recipe was given to me over 20 years ago by my friend, the pastry chef, the Paris pastry chef, Pierre Herme. And when he made this cookie, he had in mind the American chocolate chip cookie and the French sablé. Sablé means sandy in French, and so the French shortbread. And the cookie, you know, because you just made it, mm-hmm. is very simple to make. It's just flour and brown sugar, some white sugar, chunks of chocolate, butter, of course, butter, no eggs, chunks of chocolate, and some salt. And when Pierre gave me this recipe, the amount of salt in it and the fact that you could taste the salt as, you know, you'd finish the cookie and the flavor of the salt would linger and it would kind of urge you on to take the next bite or the next cookie. That was very unusual. Now we take it for granted that, you know, we sprinkle a little salt on top of a cookie or we add more than a pinch. But this was really new. And the cookie is made, you mix it as you would any cookie, you know, most cookies, chocolate chip cookies even, and then you make the dough into logs, and you either chill or freeze the log. And so this cookie, which I think is extraordinary, I hope you feel that way about it, mm-hmm. is really a slice mm-hmm. and bake cookie. And so, oh, I love the sound of people laughing while they're eating cookies. So the cookie has this interesting texture. It's both chewy and sandy. It's very, did I mention that it's made with cocoa? I might not have. It's got that deep, real chocolate flavor because of the cocoa, which is just chocolate. And then every once in a while, you get the bits of chocolate. So, and the salt. And so every bite is like a different proportion of cookie to chocolate chunk or chocolate chips. And so I find that as simple as the cookie is, it's always interesting. You're always ready for the next bite.
Such a celebration of chocolate, I think.
That's right. And you take your next bite now. And Chris, we're going to let Dori enjoy the flavor. And I would got to tell you, I would fight my way across the room for one of these cookies. They're so good. Chris, you made them. So talk about, you know, Dori called it simple.
Yeah, I know.
Times
I was smiling
there.
At that word simple because I have to say, Dori, the way you write your recipes is wonderful for a person like me because I feel like every few lines you put in some reassurance in there. And this is definitely one of those recipes where you're like, don't worry if the dough looks like this or that. It's going to be delicious. Just keep going. And I really did find myself, the dough wasn't quite coming together. You have to form it into the logs. It was a little bit of work to get it to do that. And I, as I'm slicing them up, I'm thinking, well, some of these aren't the prettiest, but man, are they tasty. And as you said, Dori, it's that those chunks of bittersweet chocolate, just celebration of chocolate
very
is all
good.
I can say.
Put the number out to our listeners. No, Dori, it's fine. Okay. Let me just put the number out to our listeners again, 1-800-423-8255. It was great to hear about Jessica's grandmother's chocolate crinkles. I'm going to tell you in a little bit about my mother's pecan puffs. We'd love to hear about your family cookies. So give us a call and join this conversation. Dori, back to you.
Well, so I was going to say the dough is it's never quite the same one time to the next, but it's always a delicious cookie. And so you just have to roll with it, really, and just keep mixing it until it comes together. But there's something that I do in this cookie that I do in all my chocolate chip cookies, and it's something that you can, you know, you don't, even if you're not making a world peace cookie, although I hope you will, you can use this. Instead of using chocolate chips, I use my favorite bar chocolate in cookies. So I chop the chocolate, and it means I'm getting my favorite chocolate. I'm getting a good quality chocolate, and I'm getting lots of uneven pieces. And so, Chris, when you said that intermittent, you know, bite in, you know, the chocolate is there here and there and not regularly, that's really a treat. And you can do that with any cookie that calls for chocolate chips.
You know what's really interesting with these ones, Dory? And I should say both of these recipes are going to be up on our website if folks want to try this at home. But you mentioned in the recipe, that's right. You mentioned the recipe that the dough is very different if you try it fresh out of the oven when it's still warm or if you let it cool to room temperature. And being a thorough researcher, I made sure to try it both ways. And it is really interesting, the difference in texture.
Yeah. And tomorrow, if you made these today or if you made them yesterday, and over the course of a couple of days, they get a little drier, but still delicious, just a little different.
So that's interesting. And Dory, because I noticed with the classic jammer that actually I felt they got moister over a few days because of the way the jam soaked into the cookie. And I want to talk about that recipe in a second. But because Chris just mentioned that these recipes are on our website and you talked about, you know, a good quality chocolate bar, for example, one of the things that was on my mind with both of these recipes, Dory, is they require special ingredients, sometimes special equipment, maybe a 2-inch cookie cutter, lots and lots of butter. One recipe calls for a fine salt or sanding sugar. That's expensive and it's complicated. And we will have people who want to enjoy cookies this year, but who are facing some real hardship.
Absolutely.
They may have limited space, ingredients. So are there ways to make them more affordable, easier to make, requiring fewer equipment, pieces of equipment? How do you address that?
Well, most everything that's made in a mixer can be made by hand and was for hundreds of years. So we start there. You know, it's nice to have a stand mixer, but you don't need one. The salt, you can use regular table salt. It's always with cooking and with baking, you try and buy the best ingredients that you can afford. But in both cooking and baking, there's so much room for playing around, for doing, decorating a cookie doesn't have to be an expensive sprinkle or sanding sugar. It can be regular granulated sugar or a little bit of, if you have raw sugar. Or, see, people always say to me, you never decorate. The fact is that I would leave off most decorations on cookies, even at holiday time. I know this is probably heresy, but I find plain cookies beautiful. I find just the ingredients as they bake together make something lovely. So it doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to be decorated. And my mother didn't bake at all. Forget that. I have no recipes from my mother. But my grandmother was a baker and she had a wooden spoon, a big bowl, and when she had to cut something out, she used a drinking glass. So, and she didn't have a rolling pin. She used a bottle. it's all possible and it's fun. There's nothing, what could be more fun than solving the problem of I don't have, or I can't find whatever, whatever it is, and finding a solution for it. And then what you bake is even more special.
So we'd love to hear your cookie hacks, listeners, as well, especially ingredients you found or a substitution you made out of necessity, or maybe a tool like that drinking glass that you're using instead of a cookie cutter. Those hacks are great, and they're great tips to share with everyone else. 800-423-8255. So, Chris, you and I made Dory's classic jammer. Dory,
I got to say, these were my favorite, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Chris talk a little bit about the classic jammer while I take a bite, the baking process, and then your inspiration on this one is fascinating, Dory, so we'll talk about that in just a second. Chris, what was your baking experience like with the classic jammer?
This one was a little terrifying for me because you had two different...
Did you use the word terrifying?
I jokingly use the word terrifying. I mean, it's all fun. I
really
enjoyed the process.
Oh, no, I was scared too.
There are multiple elements. You're making a streusel dough and you're making a shortbread dough and kind of combining these things. And there were things I hadn't really done a ton of before. But again, your recipes kind of walk you right through the process and the way this thing comes together. I thought going into this, we knew we were going to make the world peace and the classic jammers. And I thought no doubt the world peace cookies were going to be my favorite, but the shortbread and the sweetness of the streusel and I use blackberry jam personally. Mm, so there's a nice kind of tart bite to it. Yeah. Oh, just unbelievably delicious. And I think you can kind of defend eating them for breakfast because it's almost like toast and jelly situation. So it's a win on all levels. I love this cookie. We're going to make this every year for the holidays from here on out.
Oh, so, this makes me so happy. So I was on your website and I saw the cookies and they're beautiful. Weren't you proud of yourself that you made those?
Oh, I have sent that picture to so many people.
Proud. But so mine. So here's the thing. I worked just as hard as Chris, Dory, but I didn't send the picture around because I felt like I let him cook a little too long. They're still delicious, but they weren't as beautiful as I wanted because my raspberry jam splurged out a little bit and I felt like they were a little dark.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to explain the cookie and then I want to come back to your dark cookie. So the cookie is a shortbread. You make the dough, roll it out and cut it. Although if you're not making jammers, this could also be a slice and bake. They won't be as beautifully round, but they'll still be good. So you roll it out and then I came up with this new, so the cookie came about, I had a dream. I was in Paris. I dreamed about this cookie. I created it in my head in the middle of the night, woke up the following morning, made it and loved it. Mm-hmm. So it's this vanilla shortbread cookie and you bake it in a muffin pan. And the muffin pan keeps its shape, keeps the cookie shape beautifully so that you don't have anything to do but to pop it into the pan. And the pan makes each one exactly the same size. So they look so professional. Then there's a dollop of jam in the center. And then there's streusel around it. So what you see is the circle of jam in the center and this bumpy, crunchy dough around the edges. And you get lots of different textures. So you get the crunch of the streusel and you get the softness of the jam and that crumbly shortbread texture. And as you said, it does get a little softer because of the jam as time goes on. But so I am someone who really likes a well-baked cookie or a well-baked tart shell. I think that if you don't get enough color on what you're baking, you're not getting all the flavor that the ingredients
can give. There you go.
So I have a feeling I would love your cookie.
Well, that makes me feel so much
better.
It's
I just wanted to say what you were talking about decorating earlier. I had a friend who came over and helped shovel me out today. And we gave him a plate of cookies as a thank you. And he popped open the tin and saw the classic jammers. And just like you said, no decoration, the cookie itself. He's like, well, nailed it on the presentation. So we're already a win. And it really is just a beautiful, beautiful cookie.
And also,
so I want to get.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dory. No,
I was just thinking that it's part of. If you're not doing a lot of decorating, you can get an interesting assortment of cookies just by using different shapes so that you might cut some cookies in triangles or in squares and some are round. Some could be a chocolate cookie, a vanilla cookie, so you have different colors. So yes, you nailed it on presentation and you didn't have to do anything extra to get that.
I want to get one more call in. We've got Esther on the line from Sudbury. Esther, do you have a short story for us?
Yes. When I was a child, I was baking something, and the instructions didn't say to cream the sugar and the butter before adding the eggs, so I tried to mix that all up, and it curdled. And I had to wake my dad up in the afternoon. He was a baker. He went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I know if I threw something out, he would be upset. And he said, why didn't you cream the butter and the sugar first? And I said, it didn't say so in the book. And the way he fixed it was making another batch of cookies and creaming the butter and the sugar and then adding my curdled mixture into that and doubling the recipe. And I know people have made that mistake, and it was a real helpful thing for me to be able to tell them to repair.
Sure. Plus you have bonus cookies.
That's right. That's a great cookie hack. Esther, thank you so much.
Oh,
so Dory,
terrific. Thank you.
We are almost out of time, Dory. So but I do want to ask you, is there one other recipe from the book that just is a cookie that gives you great joy this time of year?
Well, it's a very simple cookie. It's called the Melody Cookie, and it's a chocolate cookie. Again, it's a rollout cookie. And it's a cookie from my childhood that it was a boxed cookie. I don't know if it hasn't been made for a trillion years, but it's a crummy cookie that you just put sugar on top of. And that cookie just brings my entire childhood back to me. And
all right, that is Dory Greenspan, the James Beard Award-winning cookbook author of Dory's Cookies and Chris Siderick, Radio Boston producer. Dory, what a treat to have you. Chris, thanks for baking alongside.
What a blast.
So nice to be with you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.